The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.
Good evening. Welcome to OFM. Welcome to the sound of your life. And this is the Business Hour with me, Cyril Fulyoun. And well, when you maybe plan to go and work overseas, or maybe you are now listening from, let's say, somewhere else in the world, and you would like to maybe come and work in South Africa eventually, you know, what jobs are in high demand, both locally and internationally? What professions? And to help us answer this question, we have Marissa Jacobs. She's the director of Expat Web. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Cyril. I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, Marissa, I mean, if we look at skills and skills development, and especially with people wanting to immigrate or maybe move to another country, you know, why is it so important that we track critical skills within the South African economy?
Tracking critical skills is so important, and it's important in South Africa as well as globally. And each country sort of has a list of these are the skills that they deem to be most in demand in the country, and these are the skills that they would look to retain in the country as well as to attract from other countries. So it's vital to have that list. It both helps. So if we, for instance, look at the occupations in high demand list that's get published by the Department of Higher Education and Training, they use that list to guide and develop new qualifications in terms of the tertiary education system and to inform career guidance for learners and work seekers. And then, as well as there's a critical skills list by the Department of Home Affairs, which they then use or which gets used by employers to attract foreign skills where they can't find those skills locally. So it's really important for the economy and for business to be able to know what are those skills and where do we find them.
So we've seen that 76% of participants indicated the need to search internationally for these skills, which will assist the organization to meet critical business objectives. You know, what impact does this have on the local employment market?
So looking for the skills internationally, it's not, if you speak to any of the employers in the HR department, it's not a preference of employers to look for skills internationally. They look for skills internationally because they can't find them locally. They've searched the local market and those skills are not available. So they then expand their search to the international market and to be able to fill those skills in South Africa. So it's most certainly not a preference. And if you look at some of the data that's come out from previous years, the foreign skills, in fact, enable, they open up more employment opportunities for local workforce as well. So the impact on the local employment market of foreign nationals coming in is it in fact creates employment.
All right. And then also 79% of the participants also indicated that the process remains a prohibitor. And, you know, with only a limited number of companies managing to avoid the negative impact that the visa application system might have on their business, you know, what are some of the ways that we could maybe correct these inefficiencies?
So one of the things that the survey, so in the survey we asked this and then 79% gave it, but then we also asked them, what are those prohibiting factors? So if we look at more than 50% of the participants specifically cited two items. The one is that foreign nationals need to apply at the South African embassy abroad for their visa and then enter into South Africa. So because there are so many embassies and high commissions around the world, they each, even though they must comply with the Immigration Act, they each apply the requirements in their own way. So there's lots of, so if you are bringing a foreign national in, for instance, one from the US and one from the UK, the way you would prepare those two applications from those two countries would be different because you are doing it according to how the embassy wants you to prepare that application. So that's one of the prohibiting practices, guys, find it difficult to adapt to how they need to prepare it in a specific country. How they did it yesterday for one country is not how they're doing it tomorrow to bring in a skill from the next country. That's one of them. And then the other one that gets cited very often, and that's why we conduct the critical skills survey, is that the skill is not catered for on the current critical skills list. So the last list was published in 2014 by the Department of Home Affairs, and it's due to be updated. It was due to be updated earlier this year, but of course, with COVID and the impact of that, everything has been slightly delayed. But it's due to be updated, and that is so that more skills can be added to it, so that it allows employers to attract those skills under the critical skills visa category.
Marissa, also, you know, if we look at the various professions, you know, which of them remain in very high demand, you know, locally and internationally?
So if we look at the survey results, the top five professions are engineering is number one, then ICT specialists, of course, the fourth industrial revolution that is remains prevalent, artisans, which surprises lots of people, C-suite executives, so you're looking at your CEOs, CFOs coming in, and then healthcare professionals. Nurses always rank extremely high when we do the critical skills survey. And if we compare that to the critical skills lists from other countries such as the UK, the US, Australia, we see exactly the same trends.
All right. So a lot of South Africans may be looking for opportunities abroad. You know, what impact will this have on the South African economy in the long term?
We see so many South Africans exiting the country at the moment. But on the flip side, we see so many foreign nationals who are extremely interested in opportunities in South Africa. And that's not isolated. We see Europeans looking to come to South Africa, UK nationals, US. There's so many guys looking to come into South Africa. So while a lot of people are looking to exit exactly the same as happening from an entry perspective. So migration it's been around for hundreds of years. It's certainly not something new. And I think we will continue to see that for many, many years to come.
Marissa, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for chatting with us about this, especially sharing the results from the annual critical skills survey. Really do appreciate it, and good luck on your side.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Director at Expat Web, Marissa Jacobs, then also took some time to share the most in-demand skills in South Africa and also abroad with some results from their annual critical skills survey right here on IFM's Business Hour. If you would maybe like to listen back, find out which professions remain in very high demand, both locally and internationally, you're more than welcome to go and have a listen back on the blog on ifm.co.za.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fouillon on OFM.